Thanks, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass has nominated a local contractor for the Planning Commission. Bass said Kevin McKinney brings much experience to the job, serving more than 20 years. McKinney has served on many local boards and commissions, including the Humboldt Community Services District Board. He also has helped to study ways of streamlining the county permit process. Supervisor Bass said her nominee has demonstrated fairness in balancing need for development and protection of the open space. Supervisor Bass said McKinney understands the need to protect the environment while encouraging building. Supervisor Bass said that McKinney has also worked on projects expanding water service to freshwater and construction of the Martin Slough Interceptor. Virginia Bass has already targeted the Humboldt County Planning Department as an agency in need of improving its methods of helping county residents. The owner of a Blue Lake dog killed by rat poison is hoping that a tipster will help him find its killer. The dog was found ill February 3rd and died a short time later. Investigators say they found rat poison in his system. The owner said the 10-year-old Labrador mix was a family pet and they had acquired it from an animal rescue group. The sheriff's office is asking for anyone with information to call the office at 268-2539. The State Accrediting Commission for Community Colleges has removed the College of the Redwoods from accreditation probation. The announcement came on Friday afternoon, and school president Kathy Smith said in a statement, "All CR employees and trustees work as a team to achieve this important milestone. Everyone at CR united over the past 2 years to make hard decisions and do what is best for our students and for the future of CR." The commission was satisfied the school had made all the improvements outlined in a letter sent 2 years ago. While the school was on probation, it still maintained full accreditation with the state, and sanctions had nothing to do with the quality of instruction, according to Trustee Colleen Mullery. Officers from the Arcata Police Department and the Humboldt State Police Department served a search warrant at a residence in the 200 block of 13th Street in Arcata on Friday. The search turned up more than 200 pounds of processed marijuana and evidence of marijuana sales activity. Officers arrested 35-year-old Alexander Dinwiddie and 23-year-old Marie Boggs, both of Arcata, on possession and possession for sale charges. A third suspect, who was not on the scene during the search, has been identified and a warrant has been issued for their name. And finally, technicians from the Federal Aviation Administration are in Humboldt County to make repairs to the county airport's instrument landing system, which is currently out of service. That, combined with rainy and foggy weather, may cause the cancellation of flights through Friday the 14th. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The City of Eureka's Engineering Department is involved in several projects designed to improve transportation within city limits. One of the biggest is the Waterfront Drive Connection Project, which has been in the works for many years. City Engineer Charles Rockline explains the purpose of the project.
And that's down there, of course, down at the foot of H Street between H and L, where the Adorney is. And that Waterfront Drive is going to be run through so that people, vehicles, cars, bicyclists, pedestrians, and buses will be able to drive right through that area. It's not going to be blocked anymore.
The project began back in 2005 but was put on hold due to a cleanup and abatement order from the California Regional Water Quality Control Board. Now the project is back on track, and Rockline estimates that it'll be completed within the next few years.
Good 2, maybe 3 years before that'll be completed. It is pretty much been accepted as being clean and will be very soon closed.
The city has additionally received a $450,000 grant to include bike lanes along with the road construction. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.